Welcome to the Friday edition on KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio. This week, Big Brother Bear reports on Indigenous fatherhood issues in Canada's First Nations.
Gathering some information on some male parenting, Indigenous male parenting literature, and I'd like to share some with you. A lot of good stuff coming out of Canada. Indigenous male parenting, perspectives, challenges, and support. Indigenous male parenting is deeply rooted in cultural values, community, and connection to land, but it is also shaped by systemic barriers and limited access to targeted support. Cultural and relational foundations for many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men, fatherhood is a privilege, emotionally fulfilling, and a responsibility. It is not seen as optional. Neglecting parental roles is not an option. Cultural identity, connection to country and family are identified as critical strengths. Parenting is often understood as relational practice rather than a private task, with children seen as sacred beings belonging to a wider circle of care. Elders, kin, and community members play active roles in child rearing, modeling behavior, and teaching through stories and questions. Challenges faced. Key obstacles include lack of employment and financial security, especially in remote communities, which constrain the ability to meet parenting responsibilities. Historical and ongoing marginalization has led to some are disengaged despite their active involvement. Many men also report a need for culturally appropriate parenting programs that address their unique needs before, during, and after pregnancy. The journey of fatherhood. A community-led study in Canada identified five phases of fatherhood for Indigenous men. Number one, visioning fatherhood. Envision the role and its cultural meaning. Number two, planning for fatherhood. Preparing physically, emotionally, and culturally. Number three, the birth of a baby. Navigating a transition with cultural and community support. Number four, pursuing fatherhood. Engaging in parenting and community life. Number five, navigating fatherhood, adapting and sustaining involvement over time. The framework emphasizes holistic lifelong learning and the importance of cultural continuity. Support and programming. Projects like Fathers of the Next Generation are designed by and for Indigenous fathers, offering peer connection, cultural guidance, and practical parenting skills. These programs aim to address gaps in mainstream parenting services, which often focus on Euro-Western models and overlook Indigenous perspectives. Key takeaways. Indigenous male parenting is culturally grounded, relational, and community-based. Challenges include economic hardship, cultural erasure, and lack of tailored support. Community-led cultural relevant programs are essential to strengthen fatherhood and child outcomes. Recognizing and valuing Indigenous men's roles in parenting is critical for equity and intergenerational well-being. If you are seeking resources, look for Indigenous-led parenting groups, cultural workshops, and community programs that integrate traditional knowledge with modern parenting needs. At a leadership forum on Indigenous early childhood education, Grand Chief Ed John said, "Indigenous fathers are probably the greatest untapped resource for improving the quality of life for Indigenous children. In a project involving 80 First Nations and Métis fathers of young children, a father from Lilwat Nation said, 'The dads in my community want to share their stories to shine some light on the struggle that some of us have to learn what it means to be fathers and how to stay connected with our children.' Staff in community programs, public health, child welfare, and education often ask, 'Why don't we see more Indigenous dads in prenatal programs, well baby clinics, health fairs, child care programs, Aboriginal Head Start, school and after school programs, parenting education, rec centers, libraries, and birthing centers? Where are Indigenous fathers? How can we reach out to involve them?' Lots of fathers hesitate to come to programs with their children or go to parenting education or support groups. Many fathers get the sense, often rightly, that programs are set up with mothers in mind and that when fathers show up, staff aren't quite sure what to do with them. Federally and in nearly all provinces and territories, there is no funding stream for father support, and none specifically for Indigenous fathers. In fact, Indigenous fathers are probably the most overlooked, underserved population in Canada when it comes to outreach and support for their parental role. Learn what it means to be fathers and how to stay connected with our children. Staff in community programs, public health, child welfare, and education often ask, why don't we see more Indigenous dads in prenatal programs? Well, baby clinics, health fairs, child care programs, Aboriginal Head Start, school and after-school programs, parenting education, rec centers, libraries, and birthing centers. Where are Indigenous fathers? How can we reach out to involve them? Lots of fathers hesitate to come to programs with their children or go to parenting education or support groups. Many fathers get the sense, often rightly, that programs are set up with mothers in mind and that when fathers show up, staff aren't quite sure what to do with them. Federally and in nearly all provinces and territories, there is no funding stream for father support, and none specifically for Indigenous fathers. In fact, Indigenous fathers are probably the most overlooked, underserved population in Canada when it comes to outreach and support for their parental role. It's time to get started, men. This guide is intended for practitioners. The guide offers ideas about how to reach out to Indigenous fathers and things to consider in making a plan for gathering, workshops, or other initiatives to support fathers' positive involvement. The guide contains information from history, research, and successful programs. It includes points for reflection on your own understanding and your program or agency readiness. It includes tips from Indigenous fathers and practitioners. This is not a program curriculum. Resources are listed at the end, including some father involvement guidebooks, parenting education programs, workshop and tips, pages, and websites. Outreach and support must be tailored to the needs, goals, and resources of specific fathers, community practitioners, and agency contexts. No one size will fit all. This guide describes varied approaches that have met with some success in different settings. Using our creativity, cultural competence, collaboration, and care, we can take steps to fill gaps in support for Indigenous fathers, roles in families, and with their children. Let's get started. Who are Indigenous fathers? An Indigenous father may be a child's birth father, stepfather, adopted father, social father. Many men are social fathers. Though not biologically related to a child, they are trusted by the child's family members to provide direct care and support, and the child identifies them as one of their primary caregivers. They may be an older brother, uncle, grandfather, mother's boyfriend, or ex-partner, or close family friend. Traditionally, many members of an Indigenous community have played different kinds of roles in caring for and teaching children. A child whose biological father is absent may still have an important father figure in their life. Social services, schools, and community programs need to find out about the social father in a child's life. Acknowledge and extend a welcoming hand to support the important role of trusted male caregivers in a child's life. Near or far. A father may be someone who is very involved in a child's life but works far from home for long periods of time, or who lives miles away. Some fathers have never met their child. Many of these fathers long to connect with their child, but don't know how, can't afford to travel or live in an institution, or have been legally denied access to their child. A father may be someone who is just starting to plan or initiate contact with their child. The First Nations, Métis, Inuit, Urban, Aboriginal. Indigenous father is someone who identifies themselves as Indigenous. There are many ways to be Indigenous. The father may or may not be affiliated with the First Nations, Métis, Inuit, may not have been raised with Indigenous family, community, or cultural connections, may not be part of an Indigenous family or community now, may not know about his ancestry and traditions, and may have always identified as Indigenous. It is important to avoid assumptions about who is Indigenous or what an Indigenous father knows, feels, needs, or wants. Observe, listen, and wait for the father to share more about his Indigenous identity and experience. Ask questions rather than make assumptions. Where are Indigenous fathers? Indigenous fathers are everywhere, in cities, small towns, rural areas, remote villages, and isolated homes. The greatest number of First Nations and Métis fathers live in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Most Inuit fathers live in Inuit Nanangat in the north. Indigenous fathers live in families, live on their own, live in homes, live in temporary houses, live in shelters, or live rough, live in institutions, including hospitals, facilities, recovery centers, and correctional institutions. There are most likely Indigenous fathers in your area, even if they have not sought out services. Assuming that Indigenous fathers live in families or have homes with a kitchen or a bedroom for their child can alienate a father who does not have these assets. Change. Many Indigenous men live within a lot of change. Indigenous men move more often than non-Indigenous men in Canada. Indigenous men's circumstances also tend to change often. Many men change jobs, including seasonal work, and work away from their home community. National census and other surveys show that Indigenous households have more complex and changing membership than non-Indigenous households. So the makeup of an Indigenous family home may change as different family members come and go with changing circumstances, such as schooling, jobs, financing, going away for health care, and changing family relationships. Staying connected. Some people think that a family that is often changing or that has a welcoming open-door policy is unstable and that children are at risk because of it. But change can be exciting and bring new opportunities for growth and experiences for all family members. History has shown that Indigenous families are resilient. Some Indigenous fathers are continuously involved with their child, moving with them, or staying in touch. Some Indigenous fathers struggle to stay connected with their children over time and changing circumstances. Some fathers worry that they have children they don't even know about. Many Indigenous fathers are living with frequent change in their household, including whether their child is co-resident or living somewhere. Keeping a steady connection with their child across time, shifting locations, and other changes can help a father sustain their connection, commitment, and pride. It can help a child sustain their sense of belonging, identity, and continuity over time. Some men take years to be able to reach out to their child and begin their fatherhood journey. Some men need encouragement, support, and practical help to reconnect with the child. We should not assume that Indigenous men who are not in touch with their child or who may never have acknowledged the child are totally lacking concern, affection, or longing for that child. It is never too late to start the journey of fatherhood. Fatherhood is challenging. Is it more so for Indigenous men? Every man experiences some challenges when he becomes a father. Indigenous men face many of the same challenges as all men becoming fathers. But as a group, there are some unique challenges for Indigenous men. They are mainly because of the unique history of Indigenous families and communities. In Canada, Indigenous peoples' varied cultural values and ideas about men's roles in family, community, life, and governance were interrupted by the early colonial government. Some of the ways that the government sought to destroy Indigenous cultures, languages, family, and community structures included banning spiritual and cultural practices, the Indian Act, the reservation system, community relocation, programs of forced sterilization, medical experiments, Indian residential schools and Inuit boarding schools, and child welfare practices including child apprehension and adoptions. Most Indigenous people lost a chance to play, to have a positively involved mother or father, and to live in a loving family. Many young people becoming parents did not learn parenting skills by being cared for by a loving primary caregiver. The experience of being positively parented is one of the most important ways that boys and girls learn about parenting. Today, Indigenous fathers have to work hard to observe and learn about fatherhood. For example, how to know what their children feel or need, how to engage in the physical care of children, and how to play with their children. Some fathers may need and ask for understanding and guidance from other fathers, mothers, aunties, and grandmothers. They may seek to learn from stories shared by traditional knowledge keepers, including elders, old ones, and Métis senators, as well as from community programs, pamphlets, and guidebooks. Indigenous fathers are trying to get back into the circle. Our circle has been broken, and now it is going to make us stronger as people. A lot of us have grown up bastards, and a lot of us end up in jail, dropping out of school. If there is an opportunity for a father to be involved in that child's life, they can protect them from that and teach them so much. from an Indigenous father in Prince George. Being well informed about trauma and adverse childhood experience is part of the foundation of trauma-informed practice. Everyone has to learn to be a parent. Is learning to be a father any different from learning to be a mother? Becoming a father is not entirely the same journey as becoming a mother. One huge difference is that a mother has the time during pregnancy to begin, if she chooses to take on the identity of being a parent and to become involved with her child. For men, the birth of a child can be a jolt. Many men say they don't really identify as a father until some time, often quite a long time, after the birth of their child. Another huge difference is that generally girls and women receive more role modeling, practice, education, social support, and encouragement from their motherhood journey. Far more services are directed towards mothers before and after the birth and throughout a child's early years compared to services for fathers. Boys and men often receive very little education, practice, social support, encouragement, health services, or any kind of recognition for their fatherhood journey. As a result, fathers may require more time, guidance, support, and encouragement to begin with their child and to fully inhabit their father role. We need to ask men becoming fathers what they need to prepare for their transition to fatherhood and to build their confidence, capacities, and sense of being supported as they learn to become fathers. Are there more deadbeat dads who are Indigenous? In general, Canadian society tolerates and even promotes many very negative images of dads. Indigenous fathers get even more negative media coverage and negative expectations. No doubt, as a group, some Indigenous men have personal challenges that work against positive involvement as fathers. Many Indigenous young men have not learned from earlier experiences as someone's son what a positively involved father does. But this is changing with the resurgence of Indigenous cultural teachings and pride, and as more Indigenous fathers become role models for other men. In a recent project, Indigenous fathers wanted to send a clear message to other Indigenous men experiencing fatherhood that you can do it. There is a shift in the definition of generation of fathers have grown up without a father or had negative father experience as a child. There is a new generation of fathers that are starting to break that deadbeat dad image and redefining fatherhood into something healthy from an Indigenous father in a Lhuaq nation. Positive expectation can help to overcome one of the social obstacles that often erodes Indigenous fathers' confidence and understanding of their important role with their child. Positive reinforcement or expressions of care and active engagement can bolster a father's self-esteem and commitment. Are many teen fathers in Canada Indigenous? Indigenous fathers stretch across a lifespan from teen fathers to fathers who are seniors and grandfathers. But as a group, Indigenous fathers are younger than non-Indigenous fathers in Canada. Indigenous people in Canada have a higher birth rate than non-Indigenous people, so the proportion of young Indigenous people in Canada is growing more rapidly than the proportion of young non-Indigenous people. Within this generation of Indigenous youth, many First Nations and Inuit communities have seen a trend towards having babies during adolescence. Teen fathers are often not psychologically or as ready for responsibilities and emotional demands of fatherhood. One of the concerns for teen fathers is that they typically do not have job skills or material resources such as housing or steady income. Added to this, some Indigenous youth have not had an experience of being cared for by an involved father. Yet some Indigenous teen fathers are expressing a desire to do things differently and they want to be positively involved. Support for a man during their transition to fatherhood could include proactively reach out to offer support, ask about the young man's experience of being fathered, listen to the young man's expectation, hopes, and needs, offer the same level of service as offered to the mother of the child, involve both fathers and mothers together when possible, provide navigation and accompaniment for the man to connect with sources of housing, material goods, relevant support services to build a comprehensive wraparound system of ongoing supports. Plan for long-term engagement with the father and other family members as possible to ensure support over the many changes and challenges of a young father will experience after the birth of their child. Continuing my series on Indigenous fatherhood, I'll be reading you some information that I found on the internet from Canada. A lot of good stuff coming from Canada. This one is trauma-informed practice. Instead of asking what's wrong with you, ask what happened to you. Trauma awareness. Indigenous fathers say that to understand what it means for them to become fathers today, it is essential to know that some of the history of the Indigenous peoples in Canada. This helps us to put into context and gain insight about their responses to hearing they are going to become fathers, hopes and worries as they anticipate becoming a father, goals and needs in the transition to fatherhood in the years that follow. My grandparents taught me that to truly understand the importance of something, you must look back 7 generations and to change things that started way back then, you must look forward. My grandparents taught me that to truly understand the importance of something, you must look back 7 generations and to change things that started way back then, you must look forward 7 generations. Outreach and support to Indigenous fathers requires a trauma-informed approach to practice. This starts with being trauma-aware. With regard to Indigenous fathers, this means understanding the impacts that colonial government policies and practices on Indigenous people and how they might be influencing a man's response to fatherhood, family, relationships, and caring for children. It also helps us understand why some fathers distrust and may avoid service agencies and practitioners, especially if these are operated by the government. Mindful trauma-informed practice avoids re-traumatizing people with presumptive judgments, negative expectations, and innocent questions that can trigger negative emotions associated with past trauma. The goal is to support safety, choice, and control in order to promote healing. Fatherhood in the shadow of Canada's colonial legacies. Before European settlers came to North America, there were hundreds or maybe thousands of Indigenous cultures, each with their own way of living within families and communities on their ancestral lands. It is said that each culture had clear and distinctive roles for fathers and mothers in raising their children. In general, fathers' roles involved providing for the family and passing on to children and youth the knowledge and skills they would need to sustain their livelihoods from the land and sea and to nurture their spirits. These were the traditional warrior caregivers that hereditary chief Bill Mussel and others have described. Colonialism imposed major changes on family and community life for Indigenous people. Most First Nations and many Inuit boys were confined in residential or boarding schools. Men were confined to limited land reserves, which were usually much smaller and offered not the same traditional territories that their communities had known for countless generations. They were prevented from practicing their traditional forms of community government and from engaging in cultural practices such as naming and coming-of-age ceremonies and celebrations. Suddenly, men were supposed to be doing something different than what they had been taught by their elders and were told to do things that forced them to question or give up many important roles they had in their families and communities. Some of these new ways included being forced to strip women of their leadership roles, to denigrate and violate women, and to turn over care for children to the government or mission staff contracted by the government. The last Indian residential school did not close until 1996. Thank you for listening to this important information. I'd like to read some acknowledgments from the information I have shared with you. First Nations, Métis, and Inuit fathers from across Canada have contributed their experiences about what has been helpful to them in their fatherhood journeys. They have also shared challenges they often face to get involved and stay connected to family, including the children. This guidebook recognizes and honors these men for their courage, perseverance, motivation, insight, hope, and care. Practitioners have shared lessons learned about various approaches to outreach and support for Indigenous fathers in diverse cultures and circumstances in Canada. This guidebook recognizes practitioners for the heart they bring to this important work and their capacity for reflection, persistence, collaboration, insight, and care. I am a third-generation settler of English and Irish descent. I have been privileged to live and work on the unceded traditional lands, the Coast Salish people, including lands of the Musqueam, where I grew up, the Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, where I live with my family, and the Songhees and Esquimalt nations where I work. Thank you, community, for listening. We all rise together and lift each other up, and we got work to do. This is Triple B, Big Brother Bear. Thank you for listening to the Friday edition on KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio 91.3 FM.